Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Humble, at your service. Tim Berry is here. That's right, the galactic guru of business planning, Tim Berry, original founding member of our Brain Trust, already celebrated his 17th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's been here since the very beginning. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software. He's helped more people get their business planning going and planning than anybody in the world. Millions of people have benefited from the work that he's done, and the good news is he continues to do that work, and we're grateful for that. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be with you.
It's good to have you back.
Enjoy these shows.
Hey, so Tim, one of the things that's been on the horizon in the vernacular, maybe I should say, over the last, I'm going to say maybe 10 years mostly. I don't remember hearing a lot about it. Well, maybe 15 years. I don't remember hearing anything about it more than, say, 12 to 15 years ago. And that's the concept of the angel investor. And I started hearing about it maybe like in the late 90s and the turn of the century. And it pops up from time to time. But angel investors are out there. They've been important to startups. And why don't you tell us, why don't you give us a definition of an angel investor?
Angel investors are people who are investing money in startups, and it's their own money. And they're mm-hmm. making their own decisions, as opposed mm-hmm. to venture capital that everybody knows, where professionals are investing other people's money. Angel investors invest their own money in startups, and usually at a pretty early stage.
Mm-hmm.
Angel investors will tend to invest a few hundred thousand dollars very early. They tend to be high growth startups, and the idea is a few hundred thousand dollars invested today will be several million in 3 to 5 years.
Right.
That's angel investing.
Mm-hmm. And they're typically not professional startup investors. Are they? They've obviously been successful, probably, if they didn't inherit it, they've probably been successful in building up enough money to be able to invest a few hundred thousand dollars, but that doesn't make them an expert in evaluating a business opportunity.
No, angels are investing from experience, and I will say we, because I'm a member of an angel investment group mm-hmm. now. I have been for about 8 years, and I don't invest several hundred thousand dollars. I invest like $10,000 in a group that invests several hundred thousand.
Right. And that's another thing, you know, what you described a minute ago was a true angel investor, an individual, and I want to dwell on that a second. In the next segment, we can get into the groups. But there are the groups that get together. But when you come back to the investor themselves, typically this is a person who knows the startup, right? The founder.
Yes.
There's some connection there.
Not necessarily before the whole process begins, but by the time that an angel investor decides to invest in a startup, they have to believe that this one has a chance
mm-hmm.
of being one of those that hit. It is a hit or miss business.
But wouldn't you say that an angel investor gets a little more relationally involved with the founder than, say, a venture capitalist does?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because the venture capitalist is at a different level. These days, angel investors tend to be the first investors in a startup aside from friends and family, the angel mm-hmm. investors are maybe the second investors, because friends and family will be different from angels.
Right.
And then the angels will invest what we call seed with the mm-hmm. classic high-tech, high growth startup these days. There's friends and family and a few thousand dollars to get it going. Angel investors will invest what they call the seed round, which will be $300,000, $500,000, $700,000.
Right.
And then if growth continues, you know it costs money to grow, particularly
right.
high growth. So then there'll be Series A of $2 or $3 million, Series B of $10 or so million.
Now we're out of the angel realm.
Series A is venture capital. The angels typically are in that first, the seed round,
and they're not. And then the angels aren't taken out at that point, probably. But they're probably in a different class of ownership, though, too, right?
Well, yes. The earlier you get involved with a company, typically, the more money the more share of ownership
right.
you're going to buy per dollar. So
right.
the angels may have a larger share of the company.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about angel investors with our good friend Tim Berry. Stay with us. I was a dandy.
Yeah, Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.